Stuck between a rock and a hard place on what podcast to listen to? Get stuck into Between Two Beers, the podcast with good questions and even better answers.
This week's guest is Jahan Casanada.
My key message to anyone is that you're the author of your own story. If you don't write your own story, the world will gladly write you one for free.
Between Two Beers podcast. New episodes every Sunday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Agenda Podcast Sunday special scenario. Matt Heath, James McConey, if you could put yourself in the shoes of any sports man or woman to relive any moment in sports history, who and what would it be, Matt Heath? I'm picking, I know what yours is. It'll be a baseball related
one. It would actually be Dan Carter kicking a conversion with his right foot after winning the World Cup.
The drop kick.
Like that's a big dick maneuver, yeah. Isn't it? With just because you've already won, so you do something. You know, you're in such a glorious position.
Well, the dropper was with the left, but you're talking about conversion with the right.
The conversion with the right foot.
Did he do it with the right?
Yeah, yeah. So the last conversion he did. Yeah, the last conversion he did at Twickenham after they'd won.
Did he?
He did with his right foot just to be, because he'd won the whole thing and he'd had his either first or second best game of his entire career. Yeah. That's probably the Lions game, and then I'd arguably say that one because he just dominated the possession. We watched it from right at the back of Twickenham, and just see how he ran the whole field, possession, everything was phenomenal. And then just to dig big maneuver.
Can you remember that game? I can't.
I was pretty wasted, but but to kick the final conversion with your right foot is like when you're a left-footed, obviously.
Yeah.
It's just, and to nail it, it's just such a cool thing to do. And just, you go, I'm about to celebrate like a motherfucker. My whole legacy is so cemented. That'd be me right then, because I've never achieved anything in my life that I've been able to be arrogant about afterwards.
I'm going to say, who was the West Indian batsman who scored 30 runs off Ben Stokes in the final over to win the World Cup, the T20 World Cup?
I remember the name, Carlos Braithwaite.
Yeah,
Braithwaite.
I'd like to be in his position.
Mates with Rihanna.
To do that and win a World Cup, to me, would be the best feeling.
Yeah, because you've lost it at that point.
Yeah.
You've already lost it, and then you win it.
And you humiliate England and Ben Stokes.
Yeah.
To me, to win a World Cup and to do that, I think that would be, in terms of reliving that moment in sports history, and also the party afterwards, imagine the party they would have had.
Oh,
yeah.
Holy shit. Was it in England? That T20 World Cup? I think it might have been.
I think it was,
They would have torn the back out of London.
Yeah, that is something, because like those great victories when you've lost, you know, you've lost. Like you remember, I don't want to go into the 2019 Cricket World Cup final, but we'd won and then we lost. Like we'd won and then we lost. That's hard. But when you've lost, because someone says you've got to get 30 runs, you're like,
And he does.
And then he does. Amazing.
Well, for me, there's no contest, really. It has to be the great athlete, Fanny Blankers-Cohen. The great Dutch athlete, Fanny. Watching Fanny win those four Olympic golds, just incredible stuff. She is a mother of two, I think, and she's 30 years old and just wowed everyone at the London Olympics in 1948. And I think that
what events was Fanny in?
100 metres, 200 metres. She was in the relay. She was some hurdles, I think. She Fanny just over the hurdles, just unbelievable.
Okay,
to watch.
Well, I'm going to out. I wish I was Kathy Freeman.
That was actually a great moment.
I'd be Kathy Freeman in the
penis suit.
In the green penis suit.
But her main rival left. Suit.
Right?
Jose
but she united a nation. And she made Midnight Oil very happy.
And TV1 cut away from her.
Oh, I know.
What are you doing? The TV's about emotion. And you cut away.
Okay, then I'll be Zola Budd.
Yeah,
with the bare feet.
Oh yeah.
I'll be a woman. I just want to be a woman for a day.
I think.
Okay, now we get to the crux of it. We get to the crux of it, where you'll just go into a room, get naked, and play with yourself. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's.
I'm gonna be.
in a body swap movie. So you swap into a female athlete's body, and then where's she going? She's run off. Straight into the changing sheds.
The
cameras come in. She's exploring herself like she's never seen.
You definitely sleep with one of your mates to see if they're actually up to anything.
And just after it's
finished, I'd lean into you and go, "It's me, G-Lane.
Oh my God!
It's me. It's me." And then I'll tell you something that only you and me could possibly know.
Remember that?
Oh, I just thought about that.
Remember party in the mouth?
It's me, G-Lane. Oh, it's me.
It's like, I was like, did you say something?
No. That's the end of the Body Swap movie. It's like,
But that's the whole thing. The Body Swap movies are unrealistic. Nobody's playing with themselves in the first five minutes, which is exactly what should be happening.
It's like a, it's
have you seen Big lately with Tom Hanks and I can't remember her name, the woman. But it's quite weird. So he's, what, 12 in it, and then he swaps into the body of a 30-year-old, and then that woman's hitting on him and making out with him in the thing. It's like, ain't you waking out with a 12-year-old?
Yeah.
Ain't you making out with a 12-year-old?
Oh, you're going to cancel.
I'm cancelling big.
Yeah, he cancelled big. Tom Hanks.
It's problematic. It's unacceptable. How dare you? Hanks is cancelled.
Isn't he rooting a volleyball in Castaway? That's disgusting. Get out of it, Tom Hanks. You're cancelled.
Yeah, cancelled Tom Hanks.
You're molesting a volleyball.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Scenario.
You've been listening to the ACC's Agenda Podcast. For more episodes, subscribe on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.